And it was developed by Dr. Richard Miller, and I follow his protocol, which is a 10-step protocol. I follow it pretty closely each week. It repeats, it's repetitive, but that's what meditation is. You do the same thing over and over, and you get something new out of it each time. You're also learning to focus on yourself, on the inner workings. But I wanted to let you know that you may fall asleep. This meditation is known to put people in a sleep-like state where your body is resting almost like it is asleep. Your mind is still active, even though your body is asleep. You're still getting the benefit from the meditation. But your body, your head may bob if you're sitting up. And in order to, prevent any discomfort, I just want you to make sure that you're supported. Whether you're sitting up, laying down, or even standing, less likely that you will fall asleep if you're standing. You can do this meditation walking around if that helps you to concentrate. If you have difficulty sitting still, you don't need to sit still. Do what you need to do to pay attention. Tonight, we go through 10 steps during the meditation. Tonight, I'm going to focus on the awareness, the being pure awareness portion of the meditation. It's kind of, for those who are joining new, that's somewhat at the end of the process. But I'll provide a little bit of an orientation right now. So the theme of resting as pure awareness and pure being is an iRest tool that allows you to experience the well-being that is always present deep within you, no matter what is going on in your life. So it is during this stage of the practice this evening that you will be invited to step back into part of you that is observing all of your experiences. So as this observer from this state of observation, you'll find that you notice the sensations in the physical body. You notice the sensations as the body breathes. You'll notice all of the feelings and emotions and thoughts and beliefs, images, memories, that sense of joy, sense of well-being, anything else that you know that happens during the meditation. You'll notice it as a witness, as an observer, observing without feeling the need to change anything. Just witness each experience as it occurs. So imagine that you are standing behind or above yourself, simply observing. Or it may be helpful to imagine that you are, it's funny that I mentioned audience, imagine that what you are observing is up on a stage, and you're sitting in a chair observing from a distance, like as though you were in a movie theater. What's important is to remember that there's really no right way or wrong way of doing this. Whatever you experience is perfect. So, as we observe the state of being pure awareness, we're aware of it as a state of peace and well-being that is without opposite. And those of you who are new might not understand what I mean by opposite, but we'll be practicing opposites during this meditation. When we're able to melt into being pure awareness, we can experience the part of ourselves that is always at peace and always at ease, even for just a few moments. So, as I mentioned before, you might imagine this pure awareness as a blank movie screen upon which a movie of life is being projected, of your life is being projected. And before the movie begins, the screen is blank. Once the movie begins, there are images that are projected on this blank screen, and we respond to the images, we react to the images. There are different emotions, depending on the contents of each scene. We might laugh, we might cry, but the screen remains untouched and unchanged by the film. In the same way, our own pure awareness allows each of us to experience the aspect of ourselves that is unchanged by our experiences, just as the screen is unchanged by the movie. So pure awareness exists as a state of total ease, total well-being, and it's always there, always here. So this practice of eye rest helps us to experience and acknowledge everything that is present in our lives, both the things that are pleasant and not so pleasant, so that we are able to experience these moments as they are, and yet still maintain that part of ourselves that is always at ease. So we have a sense of ease deep within us. It's there for the experiencing at every moment. And with practice, that moment can become more and more frequent. So we begin to be able to live as this unchanging state of well-being, even as we go about our daily life, interacting with people, places, and things. And every time you feel yourself as this pure awareness, you will strengthen the connection with that unchanging sense of well-being. It helps you to bring peace into the present moment, with benefit to yourself, to those around you. Pure awareness helps to form a firm foundation that begins to permeate every aspect of your life and can ultimately reveal itself as your own inner resource.